Good morning. So today I want to briefly discuss a fascinating tshuva from Yitzchak Zilberstein regarding the case of the poisoned sandwich. Now, what is this case of the poisoned sandwich? So there was a certain person that was getting bullied by people. People were stealing his stuff and he was being tormented. And what he wanted to do was poison one of his sandwiches in order to trap those that were stealing from him. The person who would steal the sandwich from him would then be eating something that had poison in it. He would be in a state of danger as a result. The question was this mutter or was this us? So what would be the justification for booby-trapping your sandwich? So it would be based on a Gemara in Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Samach Tes. The Gemara is talking about a person who has a field with peiros growing in there. There's produce, there's trees, fruits, vegetables. And we know that during the year of Shemitah, the produce is hefker. And therefore, says the Gemara, since everyone is allowed to come in and take the produce from your field during Shemitah, then you have to signify to people which peiros are orlo, which are revai, which peiros are osur b'achilo, because people are allowed to come in, and you have to prevent them from violating any isurim. So if something in your field is osur b'achilo, you have to signify it to the people coming into the field. That's what the Gemara says. However, it says the Gemara, if we are talking about the rest of the 7-year Shemitah cycle, and it's a year that is not Shemitah, and therefore no one's allowed to come in, you don't have to put any markers or signs on the peiros that are arlo, because if someone's going to steal from you and take shaloi b'rishus, halitei l'rasha v'yamos. You don't have to save the rasha from violating an iser. Let him violate the iser of arlo. That's his prerogative. He shouldn't be taking your peiros. Halitei l'rasha v'yamos. Fakert. It's a good thing. He should die. He should, in fact, be nichshel in the iser of arlo because he shouldn't be stealing in the first place. That's the Gemara Baba Kama Samach Tes. Based on this idea, says Yitzchak Zilberstein, we could argue that it would be mutter to boobies trap your sandwich. Because even though normally, avade, you would have to worry about someone else violating an issur or someone else being in a state of danger, nevertheless, halitei l'rasha v'yamos, we don't have to worry about someone who's in the midst of being over on an issur. So if the person's stealing your sandwich, it's like this person who's stealing your peiros, we don't care if he's going to be in trouble as a result. Halitei l'rasha v'yamos, we don't care about the person who's in the middle of committing an aveir. Now, Lamaisa Yitzchak Zilberstein says that if, in fact, the person was only a mumer l'teyavay, he was only doing an aveira because of a taiva, not because he was l'hachis, trying to go against the Torah, then you wouldn't be able to put him in a state of danger, because there's an isser of le'samet al dam riecha. If someone's in a state of danger, you're not allowed to stand idly by, you have to go and assist him. So kal v'chem, you're not allowed to put him in a state of danger. But he says that if the person was a mumer l'hachis, where you wouldn't have the iser of le'samet adam riecha, maybe it would be mutter. So Yitzchak Zilberstein argues that perhaps there would be a mokum to be mekel and booby trap your sandwich because of the concept of halitei l'rasha v'yamos, which means that if a person is a rasha and in the midst of committing an aveira, we don't care about him. We don't care about him. We don't have to worry about assisting him in any way. However, most poskim disagree with this chiddush, and they point out a very obvious difference between the case of the Gemara in Baba Kama Samach Tes, where we say Halitei L'Rasha V'Yamos, and the case over here in the booby-trapped sandwich, which Reb Yitzchak Zilberstein wants to be mater based on the Gemara. And say the Poskim, there's a massive difference between the two cases. In the case of the Gemara, you're not actually doing something overtly to cause him any harm or to cause him to do an iser. All you're doing is telling the guy, if you want to steal, so you have to worry about the iser arla. I'm not going to help prevent you from violating the iser arla. I'm not going to go out of my way to help you avoid the iser of arla. I'm not going to put up signs to help you. But obviously, when it comes to actually being machshel you directly and actively, there is no makor from that Gemara that it's mutter. You don't see from that Gemara that it's mutter. All you see is that if you're anyways going to commit an iser, so I don't have to prevent you from violating a second iser. But you don't see from that Gemara that you're allowed to actually cause him harm. So, the case of the booby sandwich, the booby trap sandwich is obviously a extra step that you don't really see from the Gemara in Baba Kama, because in this case, you're actually putting poison in the sandwich and causing the person harm, and that you don't see any makor for from the Gemara in Baba Kama. And this is, in fact, the shita of the Plesi, and the shita of the Chavaz Yair, and the shita of Rosh Lemezama, and the shita of virtually all the Paiskim, that you would not be able to invoke the idea of Hadite L'Rosh of Yamos when it comes to actively causing the person harm. Now, the truth is that there is a Meseches Derech Eretz that Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein brings down that seems to indicate, like his assumption, that you could compare the two cases, and just like in the Gemara in Baba Kama, there's a concept of how the Taylor Rosh of Yamas, even though you're not actively causing the person harm, nevertheless, you could extend it to our case of the sandwich, where you are, in fact, actively causing him harm. The case over there, Meseches Derech Eretz, is talking about a story of about Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua had a certain hanhaga. He had a practice that when a person used to come to him, it was begeder chajdeyu v'chabdeyu. Chabdeyu v'chajdeyu, be mechaber to a person, but also suspect him. Don't trust people so easily. Respect them, honor them, but as well, keep in mind that not everyone has to be trusted. And the Gemara says there was a certain person that came to him that he suspected was a gazlan. He suspected this guy of being a robber. Lamai said this guy was on the upper floor. And Rabbi Yeshua took away the ladder in the middle of the night from the attic connecting the upper floor with the lower floor. So when the person wanted to steal, which he in fact did, he took all the chashava belongings of Rabbi Yeshua and started to run down, thinking that the ladder was still there. And there was no ladder there, and he fell. And he was very badly injured from this misstep. And says Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, what was the justification for Rabbi Yeshua to take away the ladder? He knew that the person would fall, because he wouldn't realize that the ladder was removed. So why was it mutter for him to do so? The answer must be, Halitei L'Rosh of Yamos, since this person was stealing the property of Rabbi Yeshua, so he was justified in harming him, even actively, because of the idea of Halitei L'Rosh of Yamos. That's the raya that Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein brings down. However, there are those that are madchik the raya. Shlomo Zalman wants to say that perhaps his objective wasn't to harm him. He didn't think he would be harmed. He thought he would realize that there was no ladder there. He just removed the ladder so he would get trapped there, so he wouldn't be able to escape with his belongings. Maybe his point wasn't to harm him. Maybe he thought that he would realize that there was a ladder, and he wouldn't just jump down. And in his haste to run out, Taga didn't realize that the ladder had been removed and he fell. But not necessarily is it a raya that it's mutter to actively try to harm him. But at any rate, this is the machlekes. Most paiskim disagree with Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, and most paiskim hold that you're not allowed to actively harm a person, even though he's in the middle of committing an issur. Lamaisa, we should point out that Rav Moshe has a very important qualification on the entire halacha of Halitei L'Rosh V'Yamos, and he points out that the entire halacha only exists if the person is violating the issur intentionally. If the person intends to do an issur, then you have a concept of Halitei L'Rosh V'Yamos. You don't have to save him from doing other issurim, and according to Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, you're even allowed to actively cause him harm while he's doing the issur. However, says Rav Moshe, if the person is doing something unintentionally, he's doing an iser be'oinus, he's not aware that what he's doing is aser, then in fact, there is no concept of Halitei L'Rosh of Yamas, and you're not allowed to treat him like a rasha, where the Gemara says Halitei L'Rosh of Yamas. That is the psak of Rav Moshe Feinstein, Negros Moshe.